as the afternoon progresses. Receiver wide each one way to the left, and as that pitch out to Austin Sells to the left, he's to the 45-yard line and out of bounds at the 44. He's going to be shy of the first down by about 3 yards. And it's a gain of 5. Third down coming up.
Tackler there was number 8, Chase Platty. Harbor Beach being very creative with their play calling. Completely and 100% committed to the run game right now. Clock management, nickel and diming for their first downs. And a guy that had a slow first half that's getting off to a better start right now is Austin Seltz. They're getting him outside the tacklers of the defensive line and getting him into some space where he's best.
6:15 left in the third quarter. Eli Kraft on the keeper around the right end. Breaks free of the first tackle. Going for the first down, he has it. He's down to the 40-yard line, a 5-yard gain. After breaking free of two tackles, all the way down to the Pewaumee Westphalia 39-yard line.
Kraft tackled there by the opposing quarterback, Kyle Nuremberg.
We check in with Mike Meisner now.
I got an injury report. I was talking to Warren Ramsey and Eli Cabanum, Harbor Beach's medical staff, and they said Eli Kraft's shoulder was sore and at halftime, and it's actually the shoulder he had shoulder surgery on over the summer. It's his throwing arm. Eli said it's just a severe contusion, but he should be okay and be able to play, but he's trying to tough through it. So Eli Kraft not 100% in the second half.
Thank you, Mike Meisner, for that from the sidelines. And, of course, as you can remember, Eli Kraft actually went out of the game last year in the regional finals against Waterford Ardley of the Lakes. As Harbor Beach calls a timeout, Troy Schelke wants to talk things over on a first and 10 from Pewaumee Westphalia's 39-yard line on the WLEW Sports Network, HB 17 PW6.
Mark your calendars and save the date. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is only 7 months away. Be sure to write down Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series Season 4 premiere. We've played Pyramid, Win It in a Minute, Family Feud, and Card Sharks. But now it's time to introduce to our lineup, Wheel of Fortune. That's right, Card Sharks and Wheel of Fortune at this year's Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This one you don't want to miss. That's Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series.
Stay up to date with your WLAW Sports game coverage on Twitter. With in-game updates, stats, and photos, simply follow at WLEW Sports. That's at WLEW Sports. Two wide to the left, one to the right for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft in the shotgun. And it's a handoff to Travis Esmaker around the left end. Breaks free of the first tackle. He's back to the line of scrimmage. Cuts back into the 38. And nothing more going there. Stopped by number 5, Trey Bauer, as well as 26, Lane Simmons for Pewaumee after a 1 yard gain, second and 9.
And Travis Esmaker does a nice job there getting to the outside of dodging the defensive lineman and cutting up field for those 2 yards. They were hard earned. Trey Bauer there getting off his block and making the stop. Colin Cook held him down as long as he could.
Second and 9 from the 38 of Pewaumee Westphalia. Screen pass to the right to Josh Elke. Has room to run after the completion. Has the first down to the 27-yard line. A nice 12-yard reception for his favorite receiver to Josh Schelke. Gets a new set of downs for Harbor Beach.
And a perfect spiral there by Eli Kraft on the run. Right on the number, Schelke could catch it and turn up field. The only guy there, Ross Wolniakowski, the speedy running back for Pewaumee Westphalia, makes a great open field tackle on Schelke. But giving him a lot of room to catch that pass, not getting too close, doesn't want to get burnt deep.
First and 10, two receivers wide each way. Austin Seltz to Eli Kraft's left. Now Kraft calling an audible at the line.
Doing his best Peyton Manning there.
Screen pass to the left to Colin Cook. Complete at the 25, down to the 20. He's still on his feet at the 15, and Josh Schelke is more than likely going to have a flag here on the hold. They say Colin Cook went out of bounds at the 16-yard line.
He may have called a block in the back, but either way, the penalty is going to be exactly the same.
As the officials checking things over here, the sideline judge, linesman.
While we're waiting, Ishfaming advances on, winning 28-13 over Lake City.
And it's a block in the back called against Josh Shelkey at the 19-yard line. So Colin Cook's efforts there all the way down to the 16 will be tampered and hampered with. And the ball is now back at the 29-yard line of Pewaumee Westphalia. So it's going to be a first down, repeat the down, and 14 to go.
Well, and all that good work at the line of scrimmage. Eli Kraft reading a linebacker blitz, multiple linebackers blitzing, just calls a quick audible. And not sure what the coding is, but basically said, Colin, just turn around. I'm going to throw it to you. There's nobody near him. And Shelkey was doing his best downfield blocking, and they just caught him blocking a block in the back.
Eli Kraft back to pass, passing to his right to Josh Shelkey. He has him open, but good coverage there by number 26, Lane Simmon, who had the inside edge down at the 10-yard line, falls incomplete. Lane Simmon, of course, 6'5", 210 pounds, a senior linebacker for this Pewaumee Westphalia squad.
Yeah, Simmon in the absolutely perfect position, knocking that ball down. The only thing I'd like to see him do differently is locate the football. The football almost hit him in the back of the head. He might have been able to make a more aggressive play on it if he knew where the ball was, but his positioning was perfect to keep the knock the ball down.
Second and 14 now, and we have flags flying all over the place. This more likely will be a false start, and it is against Harbor Beach. That is the third false start against the Harbor Beach Pirates on the day. And it's actually all but one of their penalties. They have four on the day. Yeah. So another 5 yards.
And these are the things here that will kill a drive. We've seen it happen to other teams. We see it happen all the time. You don't necessarily see it happen to this Harbor Beach team all the time, but they're getting antsy. They want to score again, but they got to maintain their awareness of the snap.
And now a second and 18 coming up, and it's a handoff to DJ Ridner. It gets out to the 31-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain. Down to the 31. The first down marker is way down at the 17-yard line.
First one there for Pewaumee Westphalia was number 2, Kyle Nirenberg.
14 yards to go for Harbor Beach. Travis Essmaker checks back in. DJ Ridner back out. 4 to play in the third quarter. No score yet in the second half. It's still Harbor Beach 17, Pewaumee Westphalia 6. Pewaumee Westphalia sideline firing up, trying to come up with a big stop here on third down. Eli Kraft scrambling to his right. He's going to keep this one for himself. He's to the original line of scrimmage. Down to the 20, still on his feet. Spin move.
Wow.
And he runs backwards at the 17-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down here. Might be shy by a half a yard. They are on the far sideline. And they are short. Brings up fourth down after some theatrics from Eli Kraft. Gets them about 13 yards when they needed 14.
He was running to his right side. He had the ability to throw the ball pretty close to where he got down anyways. Travis Essemaker made a hard cut, was open right there. But when Kraft took off, turned around and became a lead blocker for him and helped set him free, Kraft doing the rest to get as close to that first down marker as possible. And Harbor Beach is going for it on fourth and less than one.
And they bring in a wing tee to the left. Eli Kraft on the keeper.
Oh,
he dives forward for it, gets his helmet knocked down early. It's going to be very close. No word yet from the officials if this is a first down or not. And they are going to measure this one. They're going to bring out the chains. They're working off the right hash as Eli Kraft had the initial momentum. But then all of a sudden, defenders popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, that quarterback sneak didn't go very far. Pewaumee Westphalia thought for sure they had them stopped. Let's see what they do.
Short. They actually was a loss of about a foot on the play, so no gain for Eli Kraft on that one. And Pewaumee Westphalia comes up with a huge defensive stop to give them the ball back and cut Harbor Beach's offense short at the legs with 3:36 left in the third quarter.
Special teams and the penalties, a little bit of a momentum swing here. Two penalties on that drive by Harbor Beach and then the turnover on downs. Have to see how they respond to that. It's kind of a little bit how Westphalia was in the first half. Harbor Beach has got to try and avoid those penalties.
So first and 10 now for Pewaumee Westphalia at their own 17-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Nirenberg is under center. And Wolniakowski gets the handoff on the pitch to the right, and he is out to the 18-yard line for a gain of one. D. DJ Ridner.